welcome back to another episode of Ask the Doulas. I am Alyssa, co-owner and postpartum doula at Gold Coast, and today we are talking to Cindy again from Cindy Suds.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome.
Thank
Good.
You.
So I read a blog, it's probably been at least 2 or 3 weeks ago now, of some really tough stuff that you went through about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about what happened and then what you went through emotionally and mentally after this stuff kind of hit you pretty hard?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I have one of my friends that I've been friends with for, 20 years or so. She had a daughter who was diagnosed with a very rare form of cancer almost 3 years ago. And her daughter was about 19, I believe, when she was diagnosed. They didn't quite exactly know what kind of cancer it was initially, just because it was a rare form of Ewing sarcoma, which is a rare cancer to begin with, but it had a very rare presentation for her. So,
and what does that mean?
So for Ewing sarcoma, it's a childhood cancer that usually develops in the bones, and it's usually like the femur, like the leg bones, or sometimes the pelvis bones.
Okay.
But for her, it started in soft tissue. It started in her uterus, and so her presenting symptom was heavy periods.
Hmm.
So for a 19-year-old with heavy periods, that is fairly common,
right?
You know, and so she was, you know, not really concerned at first, because so many teenagers have heavy periods. I mean, it's just kind of part of your body's trying to figure out how, you know, what kind of cycles you're going through. I mean, if you're athletic, if you're dieting, if you're whatever, your periods are going to be a little bit off. So her periods started getting a little heavier, and, you know, didn't think much about it at first. Then she went to the doctor, and the doctor was like, well, you know, maybe let's try birth control to try to cycle you better, to control your cycle. And after several months, it just wasn't helping. So they tried a different pill, and they, you know, weren't getting the results they expected. So then they thought just to do a quick ultrasound, pelvic ultrasound, to see if there was a fibroid or something causing the extra bleeding. And they found found a mass, which they thought was a fibroid, which would be very, you know, clinically acceptable, and yeah, that would make sense. But when they saw the fibroid, I guess it looked a little bit different enough where they decided they were going to biopsy it, and then the biopsy showed it was cancerous. And then it took several other steps to figure out what kind of cancer it was, because it wasn't like a typical uterine cancer or an ovarian cancer. And so when they found out that it was this Ewing sarcoma, it had been, you know, a few months, and it was a rare cancer to begin with, and so it just presented, you know.
Instead of in the bones, they found it in the
soft tissue.
Yeah, soft tissue.
So anyway, so she battled cancer for about 2.5 years, and her body just couldn't fight anymore. And at age 22 years old, she succumbed to the cancer, which was devastating for her parents, for her friends, for her family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just such a sad, just incredibly awful situation, because as a mom, you can completely relate to how you could put yourself in the shoes. You would never, ever, ever want to, but you could just imagine the complete grief and devastation that would cause.
Yeah.
So, you know, we kind of knew it was coming, just because we would get little updates and stuff that, you know, she's really not responding to this medicine or that medicine. And we've called in hospice, and, you know, we could kind of see the progression, but it didn't really sink in until you got that final text, you know, that she had passed, because you kept thinking, she's 22, she's young, she's vibrant, she's got all this life ahead of her. And it just didn't seem like it was actually really going to take her life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was just very hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was 4 weeks ago yesterday. And it was just kind of really rocked our friend group. You don't really know what you're even going to feel like until it's actually there on you, you know? So we were kind of going through the motions. We were trying to figure out, you know, what little ways we could help support our friend, or even just, you know, being in the sidelines, just praying for their family and whatever. And so, in the midst of that same week, one of my close friends that I've known for, you know, 25 years. We lived together when we were in our 20s. We've known each other forever. She had been diagnosed with leukemia about a year ago, and had gone through the treatment, had gone through a stem cell transplant. Things seemed to be going great. She had great energy. She was really starting to look and feel completely normal. And that same week that my friend's daughter, Kate, had died, I got a text from my friend, and she said, "I need to tell you my cancer's back. We're leaving tomorrow for Texas." Mm. So, boom.
Yeah.
Sorry. You just don't know when something like that hits you, how you're going to react. And for me, it, besides being so sad for my friend and for her family, as a mom, you just start thinking through all these things, you know, what if she has to leave her kids? This is now my adult friend. If she passes, she's leaving behind teenagers and a 9-year-old. What is her new normal going to be now? What is this all, how is this new chapter, this new season going to look? And so I just really felt like I shut down, you know, for about 2 to 3 weeks. I had a very, very hard time, just with normal activities, because nothing is normal anymore. You know, my friends, family, is still struggling. Obviously, they're in Texas getting treatment, and her kids have been kind of back and forth, and her kids are there right now with her husband, and her 9-year-old are staying down there in Texas. And it was one of those times, I guess, in life where you really realize that, you know, we're not in control. And it kind of hit me in a way that I didn't expect it to hit me. Just a lot of just sadness and the realization that so much of our lives we have zero control over. And it really, I've never really been affected this personally by cancer before. And so, you know, you hear people talk about, you know, cancer sucks, this or that. But man, when it really affects close friends and their family members, it just is so eye-opening how pervasive cancer is in our communities and how it is so indiscriminate for who it's going to mm-hmm. attack. And you can lead a super, super healthy life and it can get you. You can lead a really unhealthy life and it can get you. You can be rich, you can be poor, you can live in a great community, you can live in a poor community. It's so indiscriminate and it is so everywhere. And I think that realization of there's this uncertainty that just really kind of hit me hard when this news came about a month ago now. And so for me personally, I just went through like a little mini depression, and for me to do any work, for me to do anything that was housework, I couldn't bring myself to do it because it felt so inconsequential, so minuscule to what my friends were going through that it seemed completely pointless to do the normal routines mm-hmm. because their lives were completely shattered. Mm-hmm. And so it was a very interesting yet I think healthy in a way, because I think when you can empathize and sympathize with people, I think that is sometimes the only way that you can really reach out to someone who's hurting, is if you are there at least with them and you can help them, just so that I think if you're hurting with them, I think you don't even have to say any words. Mm-hmm. You know, you're there with them. Grief is such a weird thing. It's such a individual thing and everybody grieves differently. So it was just, it's just been a very interesting, sad, heavy kind of a last month. And I just now feel like I'm kind of starting to come out of this little hole that I dug myself into.
Well, and you, I don't know if it was in your blog or if we were talking and you told me that you had a friend, I think it was in your blog, a friend actually say to you, well, what are you talking about? You know, your business doesn't have to stop. What you're doing for people, you're trying to eliminate some of, you know, screw cancer, right?
Right.
But that's why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah. And that
kind of started to get you out of the funk.
Exactly.
A little bit.
Yeah. And that was something that I had dug myself in so much to this hole that it took my friend to say, well, wait a minute. Yeah, cancer does suck. And she actually has a parent who has cancer, and her in-laws have both passed away of cancer. So she is very uniquely tied into the grief of cancer herself. But she jumped on it and she was like, well, yeah, cancer does suck. And this is exactly why you're doing what you're doing with your natural products. And it kind of like gave me that, wow, she's absolutely right. So I could sit here and wallow in sadness and grief, which is also a needed thing. So I'm not dismissing that at all,
right,
because everyone needs to grieve differently.
Right.
But it also, when she said that, it kind of gave me this tool to be like, wait a minute. Yeah, there's choices and reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing, and it may not feel as inconsequential as it did, you know, right after I got such sad news, but it's a tool for me to at least feel like I can move forward and I can help in small
ways.
Whatever
small way you can.
Right, and that's not to say that you could do every single thing right and you could still get cancer. I'm not trying to dismiss that and say, oh,
right,
you know, you must not be following all the rules and therefore you got cancer.
Yeah,
that's not
yeah.
what I'm saying at all. But we do know that if we can make our bodies as cancer hostile as possible, we're at least going to hopefully prevent certain types of cancers, because some cancers are going to be more genetically predisposed, or just they don't really know why you get certain types. But we also do know that other types of cancer will grow faster, quicker, if they're in an environment that's going to promote disease versus promote health.
Mm-hmm.
So by her saying that to me, it really gave me the almost like the fire again to be like, oh, wait a minute. What I am doing is helping, and it is giving people options. If you're trying to be as healthy as possible, you're going to choose products that are chemical free, that don't contain a lot of these chemicals that are known carcinogenics,
mm-hmm.
that are just kind of pervasive throughout the bath and body realm out there, because they're cheap, or they're they provide a quality that's a cheaper quality that you could get versus a more expensive plant that you're using in your products. But so it did give me that fire to be like, yeah, you know, there's amongst the sadness and grief and pain, there are little steps that we can do individually to promote wellness and to promote health. And I feel like I've got my little corner where I can use Cindy's Suds to at least offer families a chemical-free option for bath and body needs. And so that I've kind of had to keep grasping back to that to remind myself, this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. This is why I'm doing it. So whereas it started out when the reason I started Cindy's Suds was because one of my sons had really bad skin issues, bad eczema, super dry skin, I feel like 10 years later, I've got this renewed fire to be like, well, wait a minute. Yeah, this is what started me, the skin issues. And now the cancer is like, I feel like that is like this newfound fire in my soul that I can use this sadness and this, the grief that I've experienced with my friends, and use that more as a fire to move on and to continue offering products that are safe, just so that we have alternative choices instead of the sea of chemical-laden products that are out there that I'm not saying will cause cancer, but I'm saying we do know that there are so many things that are bad for our bodies, that why not try to eliminate as much as possible so that you're trying to at least start out on as best of a footing as you can, because cancer does not pick and choose its victims. And so if you can create a healthier, hostile cancer environment in your body, you're better off starting there than you are two steps backwards where you do have those chemicals in your system.
Right.
So kind of a big, like mind shift, philosophy shift, heart shift has occurred over this last month. And, it's just, yeah, it's been a learning month for me, I feel like.
Thank you for sharing, yeah, first of all. Welcome. But I'm glad that you're, you know, you're finding that new fire, mm-hmm. and you can still be, you know, a great friend to your friends.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing. We'll have Cindy on again soon. If you have any questions for her, you can find her on her website. You want to share your info?
Sure. You can reach me. My website is www.cindysuds.com. There's a link to get a hold of me directly from the website. You can also email me directly at cindy@cindysuds.com. And yeah, if you have any insight into just what we talked about today, or if you want to share your story, I just feel like we can all be connected in the stories that we share and in how we support each other through those.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. As always, you can find us at goldcoastdoulas.com, and feel free to email us as well if you have any comments about the story today. info@goldcoastdoulas.com. Thank you.